Today on More to Life, weary of worry. Constant worry dragging you down. Tired of feeling anxious about the problems in your life or the things going on in the world? We're going to help you find peace. 877-573-7825.
All of us want a great and grace-filled marriage, family, personal life. St. John Paul's Theology of the Body gives us a blueprint for making that happen.
More to life. Happy couples find little ways to say I do every day.
Faithful insights. Effective tools.
Raising godly kids requires more than stopping bad behavior.
That's right. It means finding ways to make our faith the source of the warmth in our homes.
Practical. Theology of the Body-based answers for every part of your life.
God gave us our feelings. We don't have to be afraid of them.
And we just have to make sure that the first thing we do is ask Him how He wants us to deal with them.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, weary of worry. Is constant worry dragging you down? Are you tired of feeling anxious, you know, about a specific problem or just problems in general or the condition of the world? Well, we want to help you find peace. 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825.
You know, I think that it's such a confusing thing to deal with in terms of worry, because in some ways, the act of worrying can cause us to do very positive things, right? You know, it's there's a lightning storm coming. I'm worried that if I stand under this tree, I could get hit by lightning. Maybe I should go in the house. You know, in some ways, worry helps us to prepare for things that may indeed happen. But it can easily snowball into something where we are worried so much of the time that we don't enjoy our lives or the people in our lives as much as we should. And I have to speak personally this. I grew up in a family that was constantly worrying about stuff. I lost my dad at 5 years old, and it was a shock to the whole family when he first got ill. And my mother and my sister was much older than me, really spent her life going, oh yeah, this is, you know, this thing, whatever it was that she was doing, is really nice, but I'm always waiting for the other shoe to drop. And that kind of worrying can really harm us psychologically, spiritually, in our relationships, even our physical health. And, you know, Pope John Paul II always said, be not afraid. Jesus would enter into a group of people and grant them peace. There's something about worrying too much that can become really not good for us. And at the same time, how do we balance that with making sure we're doing the things we need to do to take care of ourselves and others? That can get very complicated in our minds and in our relationships. And if that touches anything in your life right now, we are here to help you through it and figure out healthy, holy next steps to take. So give us a call today on More to Life at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Give us a call and ask, you know, let us know, what is causing you to worry? What situations are causing you to be anxious? What challenges are you facing that are keeping you up at night or preoccupying your mind, just causing you to twist up? We are here to help at 877-573-7825. I mean, you were talking about some serious things to worry about. I have one less thing to worry about that's not quite so serious. I now don't have to worry that I can sing an orcish.
You're going to share this with all our listening family?
Yeah, I established my Catholic nerd credentials.
This is too funny.
Yeah, so I sing with the Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh, which is the choir that sings with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. And they're going to be doing the Fellowship of the Rings, a live, they're going to show the movie.
Performance. It's a movie with the score being done by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra with the Mendelssohn Choir singing in orchestra.
Well, in whatever in whatever languages okay. we need to sing throughout movie the, score. Yeah. So I was nervous that I wouldn't be able to wrap my head and I guess tongue around orcish.
Well, you know, it's the toughest part of reading the books, and especially if you try to read the books aloud to your children, that's not something one can do late at night to keep up with at all.
I now know how to say the flames were licking at my skin in orcish.
Again,
so if anybody wants to know, you can just private message. Because that's very useful information.
You're so silly. But, you know, it's a very funny story, and it's a really cool thing that you're getting to do. But it does kind of speak to anything can concern us and start to drive up our adrenaline. You know, any brand new experience. And if we have enough of those brand new experiences that cause us to get worried or stressed, very often people stop having new experiences. Because they're frightening, they're worrisome in some way. So we say, well, I couldn't do that because that makes me uncomfortable, and things can spin out of control.
Well, and honestly, I mean, so I was pretty busy yesterday, and I hadn't had time to download my music, right? And I thought, oh, how bad could it be? So I open up the file on the choir website. It's like 190 pages of music. And I looked at it.
You got home so late last night. I didn't know that.
And it's all in, you know,
different
various
fictional
made up languages.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, how am I going to do this? But, you know, and I think this goes back to, okay, so what you were saying about, you know, worry can be good because it can motivate positive action.
Mm-hmm.
I would make a distinction, okay, between concerns and worry.
Yeah,
a concern is when I see a problem and I recognize that it is a problem, but I'm able to stay focused enough to do something productive about it. You know, so whether you're standing under that tree that you were talking about, or I'm looking at those 190 pages of music in orcish, you know, I could have a concern and say, gosh, this I need to do something about this, and then make a plan to resolve the issue. Or I could worry. And worry is, oh my gosh, how am I going to get all this done? What am I going to do? How am I going to find time for this? What's going to happen? And you just start spinning out. And that's the difference between a concern and worry. And I talk about this in my book, Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety. And when people read that subtitle, A Life Without Anxiety, they think I'm putting them on. And I'm not. What I'm really talking about here is it's perfectly natural to have concerns about things, because concerning things are concerning. Whether they're silly things like, you know, learning 190 pages of orcish, or really serious things like what you were talking about. And we can look at those concerns and say, all right, there's an issue here. I need to do something about that. And then you make a plan and you gather resources and you pray your way through it and you accomplish the thing. But then there's worry, where it's, oh my gosh, there's a thing, and it's a big thing. It's a problem thing. What am I going to do about the big problem thing? And you start spinning out from there. And that prevents you from being able to focus on solutions, on resources, on getting support from the people God's placed in your life, from reaching out to God as well. So worry, you know, ends up being a stumbling block. And so we can have a life without worry. That doesn't mean we have a life without concerns, but it does mean that we stop falling into that trap of allowing concerns to spin us out. You know, it's the difference between what St. Augustine called the press of troubles versus what he called oppression.
Yeah,
life is filled with a press of troubles, but that doesn't have to oppress us if we can both think and pray more effectively about these things. 877-573-7825. Today's show, Weary of Worry. Is constant worry dragging you down? Tired of feeling anxious about the problems in your life or the things that are going on in the world? We're going to help you find more peace. 877-573-7825. Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. Now, if you're wondering, well, what is that? Why should I care? And how could it possibly help me deal with anxiety and worry? Well, you've come to the right place. So, St. John Paul gave a series of reflections that looked at how we could discover God's plan for having a more abundant life and having healthier, holier relationships.
Now, psychologists tell us that worry results from a misplaced attempt to feel a sense of control. unconsciously, people tend to believe that if they worry about a bad thing hard enough, they'll be able to prevent it from happening. And I really know that from personal family experience. But ironically, the reason that worry gives us the illusion of control is that it makes our body feel as if the bad thing is already happening, which tricks us into thinking we could do something about it, even though objectively, because it isn't happening, we can't. Worry falls into the category of what the theology of the body calls reactivity. Reactivity occurs when we forget that God is in control. Instead, we start grasping at things to make ourselves feel better, even when they just keep making things worse.
So the theology of the body reminds us that the alternative to worry and reactivity is something St. John Paul called receptivity. That's when we resist the urge to look at the world for solutions and instead turn inward and seek to center our body, our mind, our spirit on listening to what God's saying to us in the moment and learning how He wants us to respond so that His will can be done. Now, that all sounds great in theory, right? But, and it's true, it takes regular practice to cultivate this kind of receptivity. But even if we can't do it perfectly, practicing it is still worthwhile, and it still produces good fruit because it helps us find the resources to change what we can and accept what we can't, and find some measure of peace either way. It all starts by making a conscious effort to literally slow our body and mind down and pray. Lord, I don't know what to do here, but I know You do. Show me how to respond to this in a way that will make You proud of me, in a way that will help me be my best self and enable me to bring out the best in the people around me. And I reflect on that prayerfully, and I listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying through my experience. And the more I can do that, the more I stop worrying and start experiencing the peace this world can't give and the solutions God has in His heart for me. Now, that sounds great in theory, but you're wondering how to apply it to your life? We are here to help. Give us a call. That number is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Our show is titled Weary of Worry, and we want to help you stop feeling like worry is dragging you down, whether it's about a specific problem you're facing or just everything, all at once, all the time.
You can feel that way for sure.
Yeah, we are here for you. 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and then we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the
Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into Your presence and we bring to You those things that we are worried about. Those specific problems, those relationships, our kids, our health, the health of our loved ones, all the things, Lord, the condition of the world. We bring those worries to You and we ask You to help us to stop reacting to all of those things, but instead be receptive to what You are saying in our hearts about how we can respond to those things in ways that are proactive, in ways that are productive, in ways that are grace-filled. Help us to know how to hear Your voice, teaching us step by step how to respond to the things we worry about, so that we can cooperate with Your grace to be our best selves and enable the people around us to be their best selves as well, while we work to find the solutions that are in Your heart for all of us. Give us Your peace, the peace this world cannot give, so that we can rest in You. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great, pray for us. Today on More to Life, Weary of Worry. Constant worry dragging you down, tired of feeling anxious about either a particular problem or a relationship or person in your life, or just all the things. We are here to help you find peace and the solutions that you are looking for. 877-573-7825.
Well, Greg, we have an email here from Diana in Michigan. And she says, my 17-year-old daughter is experiencing a lot of anxiety around the expectations of her life right now. First it was going to the prom. Now it's all about going to college in the fall and leaving her friends and having to start over. How can I help her calm down and be more positive? This should be such a happy time in her life. She succeeded well in high school and got into her first choice college. One of her friends ended up going to the hospital that last week because she got so anxious that her parents were worried about what she might do. I don't want to take any chances. My daughter seems to be very, very concerned about all of this, and it's beginning to really worry me that she's going to get in her own way as she launches into life. And that's Diana.
Diana, thank you so much for the question. And, you know, your daughter is in good company. Adolescent anxiety levels are through the roof.
They really are.
This group of kids, this cohort of kids, has gone through a lot with the pandemic and all, and it's really affected their ability to cope with stress in a lot of ways. But I appreciate your question. And I think the key, you know, is when you say, you know, how can you help her be more positive? The opposite of negative thinking isn't positive thinking. It's proactive thinking. And the reason I'm saying that is because that's where you want to focus with your daughter. You want to resist the temptation to be a cheerleader here and to say, it's all going to be fine. Oh, these are the best times of your life. It's going to be so exciting. And oh, look, it's going to be... Because all she hears when you say stuff like that, if you say stuff like that...
Is I don't get it.
Yeah.
I have no connection with what you're actually saying. You're hitting an emotional wall with me.
So instead of positive thinking, you want to go up with proactive thinking, which is, well, honey, tell me your concerns. What would be one thing that's on your mind right now that you're worried about? And then you empathize. You know, I can understand why you'd be worried about that. That really makes sense. You know, that's a new thing. That's a stressful experience. I get that. And then you want to ask two questions. One, you know, if you did have to deal with that, what do you think you'd do? And at first she's going to say, I don't know. Well, but just imagine you're in the situation. Like, if you had to handle it, how do you think you'd handle it? What could you do? And maybe she either generates some ideas or she doubles down and says, I don't know. So then you back up and say the second question. Well, honey, well, you've been in similar situations in the past. Maybe not the exact same thing that you're going through right now, but when you've been in situations that were brand new, that you didn't know what you were doing, that you were sure that you were going to fail and everybody was going to laugh at you and all the other things that you're telling me you're concerned about. You've felt those things before, right? Well, yeah. Okay, so when you were in situations like that, how did you handle it? And then she tells you. And he says, okay, so how could you apply similar lessons to this new situation? And you coach her through it. Do you hear what I'm doing here? I'm not lecturing. I'm not cheerleading. I'm asking questions that help her break down the concern she's got and connect her with past times where she's had similar concerns and how she could learn, take lessons from those experiences and apply them to the new situation.
And I really want to emphasize what you said, Greg, about you're not lecturing. Because it would be very easy to tell her the times you've seen her use these strengths, but she's going to tune out. You really want to connect her with thinking about when were the times you got through something similar that was really causing you worry and concern, a new situation, something that seemed difficult. I mean, you're saying in your message to us that she did very well in high school and got into her first choice college. This has got to be a child who actively did things that made her succeed in these ways and had to come against struggles, worries, things she didn't know before. So you really want to be asking those questions so that she can begin to bring those back to the forefront of her mind and then forward thinking how she can apply them when she goes away to school.
Well, thank you for the question. If there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us here on the show or at CatholicCounselors.com. We've got to take a break. When we come back, more with your calls. Plus, we'll be joined by Rachel Isaac, who'll be sharing some insights from her pastoral counseling practice at CatholicCounselors.com on what simple ways we can confront worry and become more peaceful and solution-focused in the face of those worries. Stick around for that and a whole lot more when More to Life continues after the break.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Hello, Steve Ray here from Footprints of God Pilgrimages. Want to celebrate some amazing anniversaries this year in France? We'll visit Normandy Beach to celebrate our heroic military for the 80th anniversary of D-Day. Also, the 100th anniversary of the canonization of St. Teresa of Lisieux. Join us this October for our Saints and Shrines of France and a visit to the newly renovated Notre Dame Cathedral.
Find the Ave Maria Radio travel tab at avemariaradio.net.
He was a doctor of the church, a Carmelite, and one of the most famous mystics of all time.
Matthew Bunsen and the Doctors of the Church.
St. John of the Cross wanted to help all Christians to become saints. One of his most important teachings was to encourage us all to learn how to love. Where there is no love, he said, put love, and you will find love. He died in 1591.
For more about the Doctors of the Church, visit doctorsofthechurch.com.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today on More to Life, weary of worry. If you're tired of worry dragging you down or feeling anxious about either a particular problem in your life or just life in general, we're here to help. 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Rachel Isaac. She is a pastoral counselor with CatholicCounselors.com, where she specializes in the psychology of success and directs our program in performance excellence. Rachel, welcome to More to Life.
Wonderful being here.
So what concrete steps do you advise your clients to take so they can be more confident in the face of worry?
Well, worry and anxiety, you know, hold us back and get us stuck in a loop because our brain is perceiving a threat. Our thoughts and our self-talk are saying, I can't do this, I'm not capable, and I'm not safe. And then we fixate on that. So there's a simple three-step exercise that I encourage to move from that place of powerlessness to a place of confidence and empowerment. Step one, at the top of a page, in big letters, write down, I am safe. Maybe even write this a couple of times. This message helps us to decrease that threat response or that alarm bell going off in our brain that's telling us we're not. And decreasing that threat response makes it easier for us to take step two, which step two is write down all the reasons why you can handle this difficult thing. Write down the potential opportunities or the positive possibilities or outcomes. Write down why you are capable, what strengths or resources you have to handle that challenge one step at a time. And write down all the ways that God can pull through for you and help you achieve that positive outcome. And then step three, write down the concrete action steps that you can take today, any that might be related to the challenge you're facing, but also any that are just in your control or relevant to today. This way you can direct your focus, attention, and action steps on where you do have control, rather than spinning your wheels over things that are not in your control, or at least not currently in your control. So we're shifting that mindset from maybe even action steps that I have to take in the future and feeling powerless because I can't take those right now, to where I do have that sense of power or control, or I can take action steps today.
Well, and it's what, and it goes back to what we were talking about before, where you're, these three steps really help transform worries into concerns, where a worry just causes me to spin out. A concern allows me to identify a problem, but then do something proactive and effective about it. These are great steps. And I know you have a webinar coming up here very soon titled Be the Boss of Your Own Mind, which is all about work and entrepreneurship and mental health. Tell us a little bit about that before you have to bug out.
Yes, I am. So on May 28th, next Wednesday, at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, I'll be hosting a one-hour live coaching webinar where you'll be able to get the key mental skills that you need to be able to manage stress, increase confidence, and feel more empowered in work, in your work life, in sort of that work-life balance, if you will, to be able to address those challenges and, again, just feel more confident and peaceful. So you can find out more about that at catholiccounselors.com/shop under Be the Boss of Your Own Mind.
Fantastic. Rachel, thank you so much for being with us. And if folks would like to learn more about Rachel's good work, you can check out that webinar, Be the Boss of Your Own Mind, next Wednesday, 5:28 at 7:30 Eastern. You can check that out at catholiccounselors.com in the shop, and you'll learn more about her pastoral counseling work at catholiccounselors.com as well. We got to go to break. When we come back, we are continuing to take your calls on our show titled Weary of Worry. If constant worry has been dragging you down, if you're tired of feeling anxious about either a particular problem in your life or just stuff in general, let us help you reclaim your peace and find the solutions that you are seeking. 877-573-7825. Back in a minute.
What qualifies as a valid marriage in the eyes of the Catholic Church? The Catechism tells us there are certain requirements that must be present or the marriage is not a true sacrament. The requirements are as follows. The marriage must be between a baptized man and a baptized woman who are free to contract marriage and who freely express their consent. The Catechism defines freedom to contract as not being under constraint and not impeded by any natural or ecclesiastical law. The exchange of consent between the spouses is considered by the Church to be the most indispensable element of a valid marriage. According to the Catechism, the consent must be an act of the will of each party, free of coercion or grave external fear. If this freedom is lacking, the marriage is not valid. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
Christ is the Answer with Father John Ricardo.
John 6, verses 48 to 58. Jesus says, I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread, meaning me. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that a man may eat of it and never die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread which I shall give for the life of the world is my flesh. At which the Jews disputed among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? They're scandalized by this. How is it that we're not? How is it that we just hear this and go, oh yeah, I know that passage? They're just outraged and at least perplexed. Sane people, inspired teachers, wise men, prophets don't say things like this.
Hi, I'm Lisa Popcheck. Do you feel held back by your inner critic? That little voice whispering, I can't, or I'm not good enough. The spiritual master and doctor of the church, St. Ignatius of Loyola, realized that these disheartening thoughts, which he called desolations, are not from God, especially when they tempt us from becoming who God wants us to be. Consolations, on the other hand, come from the Holy Spirit. These positive thoughts encourage us to trust in God's plan for us.
If we want to follow God's plan, we need to quell that inner critic and listen instead to the consoling voice of the Holy Spirit. Here's a practice that can help. First, every day, write down your successes. Did you make someone smile? Did you exercise despite feeling low? Write it down. Next, write down the strengths or virtues behind those successes. The kindness that brought out that smile, for instance, or the persistence that helped you exercise. Finally, turn your virtues into daily I am statements. I am kind, or I am persistent. Doing so will remind you that your identity flows from the gifts of God's grace, not that inner critic. For one-on-one support on your spiritual journey, visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, Weary of Worry. We're talking about those specific problems that cause you to worry, or just the general stuff, in general, that causes us to feel anxious. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. You know, one place where we encounter a lot of folks who are worrying is Catholic parenting. You know, it's harder than ever to raise faithful kids in today's world. In fact, 85% of kids raised in Catholic households will leave the faith by the time they become adults.
Frankly, that's a huge worry for every parent and the church itself.
Well, Lisa and I commissioned a study through Georgetown University to identify the habits of parents who successfully raised all their kids to be faithful adults. So these are really remarkable families. And we created the Catholic Home app to teach you their secrets. That's Catholic H-O-M. It stands for Households on Mission. The Catholic Home app gives you expert parent coaching that you need to be a more confident Catholic parent, raise godly kids, and build a more loving, connected, caring Catholic family life. You can chat with Lisa and me every day and our whole team of pastoral counselors to get the help you need to overcome behavior problems, create a more meaningful family prayer life, experience more joy and peace in your home. And that's just the start of it. You know, in addition to the coaching, you get tons of creative resources like monthly downloadable activities to make living the faith at home simple and fun. You can tune into our exclusive Momfidence, Bedatitudes, and Catholic Home podcasts for inspiration and encouragement. Join our monthly live stream events, parenting tip videos, and actually a professionally animated cartoon series to help your whole family get on board with being a dynamic domestic church. All of that is included with a subscription. We'd love to share that all with you. And in fact, one subscription covers both you and your spouse and all your kids. So you can go get 2 months for free for an annual subscription of $149, or go monthly for a subscription for $14.95 a month. You don't ever have to feel overwhelmed or alone or worried and anxious as a Catholic parent with Catholic Home to help. So subscribe today wherever you get your apps and become part of the Catholic HOM community and become a Catholic household on mission. Hope to see you there. And with that, we are taking your calls about worry and anxiety on our show titled Weary of Worry, 877-573-7825.
We're talking now with Michael, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Ohio.
Hey, Michael, welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
Oh, hi, guys. I appreciate you guys for taking my call. So, I'm dating somebody, right? And she's from a very staunch Baptist background. Mm-hmm. And two occasions, her dad has made it known to her directly and indirectly that he will never bless her marriage to anybody that she dates that is Catholic. Mm-hmm. Now, I have been a Catholic all my life. I was born in a Catholic home. My whole family, from grandpa to grandma, everybody, we are I'm from a staunch Catholic home, went to Catholic schools, and that's all I know, and that's what I believe in. And so that said, when that came across to me, something in me just decided to let it go. Looking at her emotions makes me, like, was wondering whether I was doing the right thing. Now, I am not going to drop my Catholicism for anything. I'm sorry.
Right.
But at the same time, I'm like, am I doing the right thing? And I know...
So here's a question, Michael. I mean, you told me how her dad feels about Catholicism, but you didn't say how she feels about it. And so how does she feel about your Catholic faith? And do you guys pray together now?
I pray for her. She says she prays for me, but...
But you do not pray together.
I know that... We've prayed together twice before an exam. I'm the one who...
But not about your relationship. So you prayed about that, but you're not praying together about the relationship and your future together, any of that kind of thing.
So there are two things that I want you to do, Michael, all right? So again, I mean, obviously, it's a worry when, you know, your girlfriend's family doesn't support your faith. And it's a worry to want to find somebody who is going to be able to support you in your faith journey. And I think, you know, that's an important concern. Because, you know, you need to have a partner who can really help you discern what God is calling you to in your life and her and hers, and as a couple and as a family as well.
And truly, since you are looking ahead to marriage with someone, you want someone that you can be praying with every day, that you can open your heart to, that will have a marriage with you and with God together. And it's that three-ply cord, and not just in name only, but actively. You want to be having conversations with her about, you know, is it her desire to move on in this relationship? You haven't really said that. You know, she dropped the bomb about, you know, her dad not blessing a marriage to a Catholic. But I didn't get a sense that, you know, you went deep into, well, how does she feel about that? And you want to talk about, you know, how would we raise our children? It's important to you to have Catholic children, to pass on your legacy and your faith. And because we are a very sacramental church, it's very important to have those things laid out so you're not coming up against real difficulty in your marriage and in raising your children as those things occur. You want a plan. You want to be on the same mind and heart.
So the two things that I would suggest for you to do, Michael, number one, is to talk to her directly and say, look, my faith is the most important thing to me. And you know, regardless of what your family thinks about this, regardless of what your dad thinks about this, what do you think about this? What do you think about the Catholic faith? And are you willing to come alongside of me? And even if you're not willing to convert, you know, are you willing to at least support me and, you know, pray together and you know, raise our kids Catholic and all of those things? The other piece of it, though, which is even more important, is praying together about your relationship every day. Together. And not just praying for each other. Yes, you should do that,
or
too.
Or just for the relationship and then talking about it, but actually praying together in the same space, in your own words.
So, for example, you know, for the very first date that Lisa and I had, you know, I took her to dinner, and as we sat down, when we went to say grace, I also said, you know, Lord, just please bless this friendship, you know, whatever, and help it to be what you want it to be, and teach us, you know, how we can, you know, be here for each other and help each other be who you want us to be now, and teach us what you want us to do with this relationship. You know, I mean, not a very elegant prayer, but a very heartfelt prayer. And every time, you know, we got together, I would lead a prayer like that, and she would join me in that prayer where, you know, we were just getting to know each other. We were just trying to figure out who we were. We were just trying to figure out whether God was asking us to be friends or more or nothing at all.
But His will and His guidance in our life, in our individual lives and in our relationship came to the forefront of everything we were doing, because we didn't want to walk off the path He had for us and then be scrambling later and saying, Lord, please fix all of this. We wanted to walk together in Him.
And I want to say, you know, okay, so when we started dating, we were both in college. we didn't have any money. We didn't have any jobs. We didn't have a plan.
We were kids.
I was 20 years old, and there was absolutely no reason in the world that we should have been able to make our relationship work based on all the statistics. But because we were praying about our relationship from the very beginning and discerning what God's will was for us and praying through things, we were pretty clear after 3 months of dating that God wanted us to get married. We got married the day after graduation, and 36 years later, as of this last week, we are still going strong. And it's not magic.
No.
It's a lot of work.
It's not anything special about us at all.
No, it's not
prayer life.
It's not just, okay, God fix our marriage, God make it. It's God teach us how to really have the relationship you want us to have from day one. And that's the most important thing, Michael. Having somebody that you can pray with that way about your relationship and really discern together what God is calling you to. Because if you have that, everything else, you can work it out. But if you don't have that, everything else is going to be a headache for the rest of your life. So I would say that you need to have some honest conversations about where your girlfriend is in terms of your Catholicism. And even more importantly, really start asking God together what his plan for your relationship is.
And Michael, I really want to encourage you to be doing this prayer life together, but also make your conversations deeper, a lot less superficial. So many of us, when we're dating, go to a very worldly idea of dating, which is, let's just have fun. Let's just, you know, go to a movie and talk about a movie, talk about our day and talk about the food we're eating or whatever. And we don't go deep enough, and we waste so much time. And I'm not saying, like, the minute you take a girl out on the very first day, you have to go, you know, so deep that it, you know, makes her run away.
So how many kids do you want to have?
Exactly. get out your schedule. Let's get the wedding on here. No, but you want to be, especially when you know there are differences, you want to be having those real heart-to-heart conversations that don't pressure somebody, but says, I care about you, I care about myself, I care about God's will in our relationship, so let's have these conversations. And if she's coming to you and saying, my dad won't bless me and my marriage if I date a Catholic or marry a Catholic, you shouldn't just take that on face value. You know, immediately you should be saying, how do you feel about that? How do you feel about the Catholic faith? Take these conversations deeper.
And if our relationship caused you to be estranged from your family, how would you feel about that?
Right.
You know, let's pray about all these things to figure out what God wants us to do. What is his plan for our relationship?
We should never be in a relationship that causes us to give up our identity and what's important to us for another person. If we are going to change who we are and our relationships with our family of origin or any of that, it should only be to live in the will of God and know we are pleasing him. And if that puts us in connection with another person, wonderful. But that is what we want to be doing. Always pursuing our relationship with God and seeking his will and trying to please him. And then that relationship will work out beautifully.
And with that, we are taking your calls about worry and anxiety today on More to Life. Our show is titled Weary of Worry. And if you are tired of worry constantly dragging you down, whether it's worry about a particular problem or just anxiety about everything, we are here to help you reclaim the peace that this world cannot give, the peace we can only get from Christ, and help you find the solutions that you are seeking. 877-573-7825. As we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Psalms chapter 94, verse 19.
When the cares of my heart are many, your consolations cheer my soul.
And this goes back to really what we were talking about with Michael on a previous call, and really what we would want anybody who's tuning in today to do. We can't figure anything out on our own.
Not a single human on the planet.
We don't know the future. We don't know what's coming down the road. We don't know how to handle it all. And so we're worried all the time. Right? But when we bring those concerns to God and say, okay, Lord, I know that you see the big picture. Teach me how to respond to whatever's in front of me in a way that will get me to where you need me to be. And we keep that prayer in our heart all day long, as we go through everything we face. And that's how we bring the cares of our heart to the Lord and hear his consolations, because the consolations aren't just, oh, you know, buck up, child of God. It's God. The consolations come in the form of God teaching us how to respond to those little challenges and moments of every day so that we are in his will and that we know we're in his will. And the more we're confident of that, the less we have to worry. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. If you've got questions about fear, worry, and anxiety, or you know, some of the suggestions we've made so far and how to apply them in your life, we are here for you. 877-573-7825. Back with more of your calls coming up on More to Life.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend, Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
Maybe you've been hearing a lot about the need to make a spiritual communion while participating from home in a live-streamed or broadcast Mass. By asking for spiritual communion, we are acknowledging that the Holy Mass is the perfect, best way to worship God. The priest intercedes perfectly for us with God the Father because he acts in persona Christi. This is the time to see that through the priest's representation of Christ's sacrifice on Calvary, we are never separated from our Lord. Jesus, I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today on More to Life, Weary of Worry, we're helping you reclaim the peace that worry tries to steal. 877-573-7825.
We're talking now with Antoinette, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Missouri.
On Covenant Catholic Radio. Hey, Antoinette, welcome to More to Life.
Thank you for picking my call.
Sure, what's up?
So I have, we've had a lot of issues in our home in the past year. My husband got a new, not really a job, but he's doing his residency, and we had to move to where he's doing his residency. And I have a full-time job where we were, so I was hoping in the past year we'll find something else, and it has not happened. So we are a little kind of worried because we have kids that I wanted him to be there for the kids, they're our boys. And now it seems like I might have to either quit my job or go back to where we were. And we just have not been able to decide on anything. And the second part is just my first child. We've always been in Catholic school. And if we decide to go back, he wants to go back to a private school that he started because all his friends are there. And we've not been able to convince him to continue with the Catholic school. So we just...
How old is he?
He's 12 years old.
Okay.
And you're saying that I want to be very clear on this so we know what the stakes are here. So your husband would, please God, stay in his residency, finish his residency where you had to move to for his residency. And you're considering taking you and your children away from him
in order to get a job or go back to your other job. How far a distance is that for
it's
you?
It's about 3.5 hours. So I have been working there for a long time until he got his residency.
Right.
Because he doesn't have a residency where I work. And so we moved to where he's doing his residency. And I have been kind of driving a little bit back and forth, and it's been too much, so I cannot do it anymore. And if I go back, he cannot keep the kids alone. So I have to go back to the kids. And
how long is his residency going to be, Antoinette?
It's going to be 3 years. And he's 3 year
residency,
So Antoinette, how are you guys trying to work through this now? Like, what are your conversations look like? What's your prayer life look like around these big decisions?
So we've been praying about it, but
together or just praying for it, or how do you pray about it?
We just discuss it and we pray for the way forward. Like, what decision we have to make, whether I go back with the kids or I stay here and lose my job. So that's where we are.
Okay, so here's what I want you to do. I want you to break that down, okay? Because and it's understandable. We all do this, right? We all say, okay, God, tell me the big answer, right? Do I do this or do I do that? And unfortunately, what we end up doing is kind of putting God in a box where we just present him with two choices that we're focused on. And instead, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to break that down. And I'd like you to say, Lord, all right, here are our concerns, right? It's on my heart, right? And you use your own words here, but it's on our hearts that we want to find a solution that allows us to pay our bills and allows my husband to be involved with the kids, for us to be able to be a family and get through this as together as possible.
And you can also add your concerns for your children's education. Yeah,
but we don't see how to do that. Help us to find the solution that you have in your heart that would bring these things together. Right? So it's not, do we go here or do we go there? It's, here are the list of concerns that we need to meet. Help us identify different solutions that would enable us to respond to those concerns. Because that helps to break things down a little bit, right? It helps you be able to say, well, you know, how much money do we need to make this work? How would it be possible? What are the different ways that we could make sure that he gets time with the kids? And you're brainstorming other options that may not just come to you if you were just praying over and talking over two possible things that you could see.
And I really want you to be, putting your concerns out there for your family life to God and saying, Lord, our son is of the age where in 3 years, my husband's going to miss most of his teenage life if we have to go back home and leave him in his residency and not see him on as often and frequent possibility as we could if we could stay in this area. Really bring those concerns together in prayer and really talk about it as well together and say, what are our top priorities? And the well-being of your children and them knowing their father, as hard as that is in residency even when you're there, definitely has to be brought to prayer because it's very significant.
I mean, I'll just share personally how we used a similar process to discern, everything we're doing now. So I was in private practice, small private practice in Weirton, West Virginia. And I'm doing good work, but I wasn't happy because I wanted to be able to do ministry, but I also wanted to be more present to my family because I was spending a lot of time in an office away from home. And I grew up actually in a situation where my dad was a professional photographer and we actually lived above the studio. So it was awesome to be able to be together as a family, and I wanted that for my kids. And I could not figure out how do all those things go together. Wanting to be home for my kids, wanting to be doing ministry work, but also still being able to make enough money to pay my bills. How does all that work, right? And so instead of just presenting God with certain options that I could think of, Lisa and I were just praying every day, okay, Lord, this sounds crazy, but you've placed these things on our hearts. How do they go together? We don't know how to make them fit. And as we prayed and talked about it, we came up with the idea of creating CatholicCounselors.com, which was unheard of. It was 1999. Nobody was doing telehealth. And so, telecounseling. But that was a very Holy Spirit thing. But he came up with that idea and inspired us to move in that direction. And I'm saying to you that when we stop putting God in a box and saying, okay, Lord, here's one option that I've got, and here's the other option we can think of, tell us which one you want, we limit him. And we limit our own ability to hear what he's saying to us, because he's got a better idea that will incorporate all the things that he's placed on our hearts. But we have to keep bringing it to him and saying, Lord, I don't know how these things go together. Teach me. So that's what I want you to do, Antoinette. I really want you to be praying with your husband specifically, not just about the options that you see, but how he wants you to respond to the urges he's placed on your heart for a solution that would allow you guys to be together as a family, to meet your financial obligations, to address your educational concerns, and whatever else is on your heart. But he put that there. He has a solution for it. Our book, Praying For and With Your Spouse, talks more about how to discern these things together. You can check that out at CatholicCounselors.com. And listeners, if you are looking for faithful ways to respond to the fear, worry, and anxiety in your life, come visit us at CatholicCounselors.com, where we can hook you up with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family, or personal life in the light of God's grace. And thanks for tuning in. Until next time, remember that with God's grace, there is so much more to life. Have a blessed day.
More to Life is a co-production of CatholicCounselors.com, Ave Maria Radio, and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. For copies and downloads of this program, and for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.